But they had no way to go. They walked. They all walked.
I see. Now, if a boy left home to go to school and didn't show, they say he was doing what? He was...
Well, I don't know. You play hooky. You play hooky.
From school.
Yeah.
Now, some people after high school, they go on to... You said after high school, folks might go on to what?
I let you go on to college. I don't know, because there wasn't many colleges then, you know, for them to go to. They generally went to work, you know, in the field. Or maybe, you know, most of them, when it's time they got near that going, they'd always tend to get married, you know.
When you started school, Miss, what did you go into first?
Oh, just a little old blue-black book. You didn't have but two books, a speller and a little old written book. That's all we ever had.
I see.
Blackboard. Finally got where you had a blackboard, you know, that write the
teacher would
write on that, and then you'd copy it, you know, and work it out, arithmetic and things.
I see.
Yeah.
The teacher came in the room and...
It would write it on the blackboard so everybody could see it. And then everybody copied it down, and then you had to write the answer to it, you know.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, did you have kindergarten?
Oh, man, no, we didn't have no kindergarten. You didn't go to school until you were 6 or 7 years old.
Oh, so you went directly into the...
Yes, the first grade they called it, and they didn't have but about first or second or third grade, and they all had the same kind of books, you know, and if you failed, you made it, if some didn't know it that way, well, you went through that same little old book next year.
I see. Was it called the
primer? And the blueback speller.
I see. So you went right into the primer.
When you went to school, you didn't have no kindergarten. Everybody went the same one. If one's ahead of you, if some was older than it, they'd get further over the book. Would you start you at the first? They'd start over about the middle, you see.
What did you sit in?
We sit in benches. Had homemade benches.
I see. You wrote on it.
But it had, but you wrote on your lap. That's what you wrote on.
You
didn't have desk and things like they have now.
I see. Each child now has his own.
Had his own desk and everything, but they did. Sometimes they'd have a desk, you know, maybe a plank nail across a bench in front of where anybody sits, you know.
Uh-huh.
And you'd go up to the classes or anything. And then everybody had to carry their own lunch. And when you wanted water, you had to go first. If you had a down at my crossing, get it from the well.
Yes,
you get water at recess, you know, they'd let you out.
Uh-huh.
It's about 10 o'clock, and you'd play puppet, popping the whip, you know, and stealing sticks and things like that. There's games. And if you wanted water, of course, they had a cooler that you could bring water to the school. But after that, you'd have to go to the well and draw your water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Back to more about food. I want to ask you some questions about food, the stuff you raise and stuff like that. Would you ever bake something tell me about some of the desserts you might cook.
Well, they didn't cook much kind of desserts. Everything was kind of a cobbler pie. Just, you know, make up a dough and put your food in that, you know.
I see. Now, what
and
that?
And then I like corn. In the fall, yeah, when they gathered corn, they made lye hominy.
Tell me about that.
Well, you just make lye hominy. You take the shell it off. You have to let it get dry on the cob. You take the shell it off, put it in a pot, a big old wash pot out in the yard, and you put some lye in it.
Uh-huh.
Till it's got the husk off it. Then you take it out, wash it all the lye out of everything, you put it back on and cook it till it gets tender.
I see.
Yeah.
Any other types of food you have, like hominy?
And like if you want to cook a ham or a turkey, they cooked it out in a wash pot. There was always, you know, everybody raised their own turkeys here then, you know.
Yeah.
Kill their own hogs. Christmas time, they just, you know, they cooked that out in a big old wash pot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And of course, I said both of the pies in there was either potato pies or potato pudding, they called it, you know. They had great potatoes and they had pudding out of it. And
yeah.
Something like that, they didn't know what custards and pies and things were like they have now. Now, take the dry fruit, they'd take it and make... We call pat over turnips, you know, fried in grease, you know. You know, pat over turnips, we fried in grease. You make up some dough and you put some of that, cook this dried fruit, put it in there.